Blog Talk Radio.
Confused and torn.
Not at you, but at your colleague, the things to do. Like a good shepherd, you spearhead every time, from victory to deliverance. The temptations are many, but let us give and take. Like other mortal men, there were few mistakes. Dubai is an island, nothing lasts forever. Our humble thanks, farewell, Papa. Your cast holy for posterity. Our humble thanks, farewell, Papa. You have left your footprint on the sands of time. A priceless treasure you have left behind. And enrich our pages of our history.
Over 20 years ago, a little paradise island where milk and honey flow. The place where I was born, then grew up to be a man. You'll never feel alone in this place I'll always call home. From the island, a small part of the Caribbean, where there's no winter season, every day is sun or rain. And just the thought of leaving, oh, it drives me insane. I'm so proud I'm from the island, a small part of the Caribbean. When I take a look into my childhood days, playing football and cricket was fun, all day long in the burning sun. You could hear your mom calling, and still you just won't leave. You see, I still remember, those were the best days for me. And I'm proud I'm from the islands, a small part of the Caribbean, where there's no changing season, every day just the same. And just the thought of leaving, oh, it drives me insane. I'm so proud I'm from the island, a small part of the Caribbean. It is my fantasy. Hold some arch of my old memories, where land and seas make beauty. Without no explanation, I'm back where I began. 'Cause I'm proud to be an Antiguan. It's part of the Caribbean. A small part of the Caribbean, where there's no change in season, every day is sun or rain. And just the thought of leaving, oh, it drives me insane. I'm so proud I'm from the islands, a small part of the Caribbean. so proud to be an Antiguan. It's part of the Caribbean.
And we are back, listeners, with recipes from our Rum Talk. First one is called What Godly Sunrise. So what we're going to use is English Harbor High-Tier Rum, Coca Caribe. Coca Caribe is a coconut rum. It's clear, moderately light-bodied, and has aromas and tastes of coconut and almond. And we're going to use orange juice de Kuiper and grenadine. Grenadine is a sweet syrup made from pomegranate, and so you're going to mix to your taste for that. The next recipe we have is called Sweet Love. All right, so again, we're going to use Coca Caribe, this time cranberry juice de Kuiper, amaretto, and amaretto is a sweet almond-flavored liqueur. Then we use some pineapple juice and just a drop of lime for that one. The next recipe is Sun Tan. And again, we use Coca Caribe, but this time we're going to be very specific. We need just 1 ounce of Coca Caribe and 1 ounce of Baileys. And what you do is you're going to layer this in a shot glass. So you just place the Coca Caribe and followed by the same amount of Bailey's cream liqueur for that one and drink. Now I have two more, and the third one is called Electric Shock. And what you're going to use is a nut powder for this, amaretto, black currant liqueur, and cream. That should be a good one. And the fourth one I have for you, and the final one, is Stormy Night. And for that, you're going to use nut powder, Cavalier rum, creme de coco, served in layers again. So what you're going to do is layer it just like we layered the suntan recipe. You're going to just put the first layer it with the nut powder, then followed by the Cavalier rum, then creme de coco, and drink it as a shot. For complete info on recipes or to read about Forbes magazine's very powerful vote of confidence in Antigua's English Harbor 5-year rum, please visit website www.antiguadistillery.com/news.
lights a candle and makes his home. Carry your candle, run to the darkness, seek out the helpless, confused and torn. Your world, take your candle, go light your world. Frustrated brother, see how he tries to light his own candle some other way.
Treasure you have left behind. which our pages of our history. I see you say, farewell, Papa. Papa, you say, farewell, Papa. Martin Luther and Eric Williams, he came. Better men for his people was his only aim. 5 decades he labored and fought great battles of various sorts. The struggles were hard, difficult as the truth. 3 cheers for V.C. Byrd, he's now proud. But no man is an island, nothing lasts forever. Our humble thanks, farewell, Papa. Your carbon for posterity. Our humble thanks, farewell, Papa. You have left your footprint on the sands of time. Our priceless treasure you have left behind, and enrich our pages of our history. I see you say, farewell, Papa. Papa, you say, farewell, Papa.
over 20 years ago. A little paradise island where milk and honey flow. A place where I was born, then grew up to be a man. You'll never feel alone in this place I'll always call home. And I'm proud I'm from the island, a small part of the Caribbean, where there's no winter season, every day sun or rain. And just the thought of leaving, oh, it drives me insane. I'm so proud I'm from the island, a small part of the Caribbean. Playing football and cricket was fun, all day long in the burning sun. You could hear your mom calling, and still you just won't leave. You see, I still remember, those were the best days for me. And I'm proud I'm from the island, small part of the Caribbean, where there's no change in season, every day is just the same. And just the thought of leaving, oh, it drives me insane. I'm so proud I'm from the island, small part of the Caribbean. It is my fantasy, hold some arch of my old memories, where land and seas make beauty. Without no explanation, I'm back where I began, 'cause I'm proud to be an Antiguan, it's part of the Caribbean. A small part of the Caribbean, where there's no change in season, every day is sun or rain. And just the thought of leaving, oh, it drives me insane. I'm so proud I'm from the island, a small part of the Caribbean. I'm proud to be an Antiguan, it's part of the Caribbean.
And we are back, listeners, with recipes from our rum talk. First one is called What Godly Sunrise. So what we're going to use is English Harbor 5-Year Rum, Coca Carib. Coca Carib is a coconut rum. It's clear, moderately light-bodied, and has aromas and tastes of coconut and almond. And we're going to use orange juice de Kuiper and grenadine. Grenadine is a sweet syrup made from pomegranate. And so you're going to mix to your taste for that. The next recipe we have is called Sweet Love. All right, so again, we're going to use Coca Carib, this time cranberry juice de Kuiper, amaretto, and amaretto is a sweet almond-flavored liqueur. Then we use some pineapple juice and just a drop of lime for that one. The next recipe is suntan. And again, we use coca curry, but this time we're going to be very specific. We need just 1 ounce of coca curry and 1 ounce of bay leaves. And what you do is you're going to layer this in a shot glass. So you just place the coca curry and followed by the same amount of Bailey's cream liqueur for that one and drink. Now I have two more, and the third one is called Electric Shock. And what you're going to use is a nut powder for this, amaretto, black currant liqueur, and cream. That should be a good one. And the fourth one I have for you, and the final one, is Stormy Night. And for that, you're going to use nut powder, Cavalier rum, creme de coco, served in layers again. So what you're going to do is layer it just like we layered the suntan recipe. You're going to just put the first layer it with the nut powder, then followed by the Cavalier rum, then creme de coco, and drink it as a shot. For complete info on recipes or to read about Forbes magazine's very powerful vote of confidence in Antigua's English Harbor 5-year rum, please visit website www.antiguadistillery.com/news.
Bata. give thanks for all you have done.
Yes.
Just let me thank you for all you have done. I will give thanks for all you have done. Just let me thank you for all you have done. Just I will give thanks for all you have done.
Yes.
Just let me thank you for all you have done.
Now that matter is high.
your line, never be vigilant, be to curb injustice, problems big and deep. The right of each one must be recognized, so that none will feel the ostracized. Equal opportunity for everyone, each giving the other a helping hand. We want no more exploitation from either foreign or the local man. We need our land for our children, yet unborn. So Antiguans and Barbudans, let's flex to maintain our freedom. We pledge to be good, 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 good citizens from now on.
Word be your guide, cause from it man cannot hide. Community, and a welcome home. We'll be right back. rough, yeah. And I know life can really get tough, yeah. Sometimes it feels like it's beating you down, down, down. You don't have to search too far, no. You don't have to dig too deep, no. To find the answer, to set yourself free. Cause there is no reason why you can't find joy. You've got to search within your heart and in your soul. There is no reason why you can't find joy. You've got to search within your heart and in your soul.
Just for the children's sake. You don't love me, I don't love you. Let's go our separate ways. We can stay together just for the children's sake.
We've been a million places, but here's where we both call home. It amazes me that we are here, and yet we're still alone. The kids that we are hurting, they should be our main concern. You could see their little faces in every corner that you turn.
For me and you, it's long over, so let's think about the kids. Their future depends on what they see and the way we choose to live. So we have to stay together just for the children's sake. There's no other way out. Lest we choose whose heart to break. We must make our minds up and learn to give and take.
So we have to stay together,
not just for the children's sake. Days are swiftly passing, and we're still searching who's to blame. Next strange is no robbery. Why
while we play our cheating game. It's hard enough not knowing just what tomorrow brings. Put aside the hate, whatever it takes, let it work for the children's sake. So we have to stay together just for the children's sake. There's no other way out unless we choose who's hard to break.
We must make our minds up and learn to give and take.
So we have to stay together, not just for the children's sake. We have to stay together for the children's sake. Children's sake.
Ian Daniel, out of Antigua, born, bred Antigua. We're going to go over to the burning flames. They're going to wait for peace. Come on, burning flames. Place.
Let we raise our hands.
Let we raise our hands
to the Lord above.
Don't
Burning Flames. Here is Connie Whitley with another point.
Thank you for such a great introduction. At first, before I begin reading it, I just want to say that poetry is just simply a way to express emotions. Very much the same is true in music. And so with that said, I'll begin. Last week, just before I mentioned the poem, last week I mentioned that I discovered recently that I had a serious issue with my heart. And what's interesting is that I'd written this poem since January 2004, and it's entitled "A Letter to My Heart." So so here goes. I smelt a beautiful fragrance and sought in vain to purchase this perfume, though I knew not its name. The scent made sweeter and sweeter would not relent and persistently shadowed me wherever I went. Sweeter and sweeter the scent rose until every cell, every breath in my body was filled. And as I searched, I came upon a color so bold, its brilliance near too magnificent to behold. More dazzling, more radiant than a blazing fire, the color intensified yet brighter and brighter. Assured that such brilliance never shall faint, I sought to acquire this goddess's paint. While yet searching, I heard the most melodious song that sounded as the many voices of a vast angelic throng. The resonance reverberated joyously without and within, so I stopped. And I listened to this magnificent thing. The sonic chorus increased in volume and sound and reverberated right through me and into the ground. Not finding the perfume, the color, or song on any visitor's shelf, pondering quietly, I realized that the splendor was emanating from within myself. My senses now alert, alive, and vibrant as can be. As I recognized the scent, color, and song was all truly in me. To this one and that one, I ran sharing perfect glee, just bursting with the joy of my own self-discovery. Twas me that I had been seeking all along. Twas I in the form of this wonderful fragrance, color, and song. Twas I whom I found in every limb, every part. Was I whom I found has opened up my own heart. I, by Connie Francis, and I tend to put Francis as my writer's name.
Connie Francis, my dear niece, out of Antigua. And here is another niece of mine, Theo Knight. She sings, "Go Light Your World."
There is a candle in every soul, some brightly burning, some dark and cold. There is a spirit who brings a fire, ignites a candle, and makes his home. Carry your candle
one on the show. Be more expensive than Sparrow. And we know why he, Lord Goldfish, could sing for free. This time it was the Carnival Committee with my friends. They bad talking me. I opened my mouth when I heard it was me they were talking about. And Antigua me come from. Antigua me come from. But the king has got no one in his own country. Foreigners can just walk in. You see them laughing and grinning. They bound to the well. But we do me your people hell. He did a lot when the island was in a rut. Now he's the head of the government and the trade union he represents. It seems that's unfair, but they are the same ones who put him there. And to see Antigua he comes from, a right there he comes from. But the king has got no honor in his own country. The foreigners come from where we don't know. Now they own the whole of Castro. They're doing well, but we own people catching hell. Paddy Winter, George Weston, the African historian, Rupert George, a great contractor, Austin Harlem, first millionaire. Not to mention the rest, but we all have to leave to be a success. And I see how we come from, I right here how we come from, but kings have no one in their own country. Foreigners come, they could be a thief. They will give them the whole of the reef. They're doing well, but we all keep them getting well.
hundreds of years of slavery and colonialist domination. We are now politically free in an independent nation. The dreams of our forefathers have finally come through, and the battle that they
got to sound my voice, I couldn't take it no more. They dragging Antigua's name to the ground. Throw the land and bread of this country where I go. They talk is about corruption going round. But I'm not here to defend anybody. Only want to get few things straight. When you do want facing to pull down this country, we have to live in what we create. Where the sole architect of our faith, Fergie, he's a total failure. 30 years he run up to Canada, come back saying he's an observer. That's as spiteful and wicked as ever. I don't mean to cause any kind of disrespect, but Fergie surely needs a place of our. Come, everybody, rise above adversity. We have been blessed with a country full of beauty. So often I heard the words that Antigua gone to the birds. It is wishful thinking and he's upset. Penta hungry for power, want to be his brother's keeper. Now we know he's eager to follow the footsteps of his father. But as we approach November, I want to all remember we have abundant trust.
What then you'll call Hector and Bird? tell me flunky too. Come, come, come everybody, rise up above adversity. We have been blessed with a country full of beauty. So often I have heard the word that has either gone to the bird. It's a wishful thinking and it's absurd. Marshall hungry for power and it's the closest thing to disaster. Now we know he's eager to follow. Step up his master. But as we approach November, I want you all to remember we have abundant trust with this country. You ought to be proud of Antigua. Yes, and Barbuda. You hear me?
Proud of Antigua and of Barbuda. My dear,
only Christmas that our brother Lenny, Kim, Hector. The 12th of November, 2002, a day to remember. Antigua lost a distinguished man, Leonard Kim Hector, who had so much to offer, but was rejected by his own in his land. So goodbye, Brother Kim, we all mourn your passing. You were treated like all great Antiguans, ridiculed and castigated, shunned and emasculated. Your blood is on Antiguan's hands. In praises of glory, your name was exalted, but in life you were demonized. Now your time is exhausted and your knowledge rejected. In death you are immortalized. So goodbye, Brother Tim, we all mourn your passing. You were treated like a leper in your land. Without recognition, we ignore your contribution and sing praises. Now you are gone.
The evil that men do lives after them. The good is oft interred with their bones, so let it be with Hector. I have no record of evil in the life of Tim Hector. Maybe mischief, but no evil. Let the catalogue of his goodness be interred with his bones.
Colossal figure whose achievements were ignored, a journalist, an educator, historian, sports writer, and a freedom fighter, Tim Hector was a liberator. So goodbye, Brother Tim, we all mourn your passing. You were branded a communist in this land. Your people you educated, but this you were persecuted, and they made you a villain in your land.
As you lie there, motionless and still, in your fine, resplendent mahogany casket, I cannot help but feel a sense of mockery that the same society which vilified and ridiculed you, when your strident voice embarrassed them with your message and your clarion calls, is the same society that will embrace and elevate you.
So goodbye, Brother Tim, we all mourn your passing. You were treated like a bandit in your land. Without trial, you were convicted, several times incarcerated. You left your blood on Antiguan's hands.
Were you there? Were you there when they crucified Demeter? Were you there? Were you there when they nailed him to the cross? Were you there? Were you there when they dragged him to the cross? Were you there? Were you there when they dumped him in prison for his views? Were you there? Were you there when they burnt his printing press? Were you there? Were you there when they murdered his dear wife, Era? Were you there? Were you there when the ballot process was contaminated to declare him a loser? Were you there? Were you there when they denied this prophet any honor in his own country? Were you there?
Crystal paper shining, rhinestone glittering. Carnival in the blood of each and every masquerade man for Monday morning man. And everybody protests with the feeling of playing man, for Tuesday is the last. This year, tempted to clear to play your man.
On a car with moonshine.
Give me
At first, before I begin reading it, I just want to say that poetry is just simply a way to express emotions. Very much the same is true in music. And so with that said, I'll begin. Last week, just before I mentioned the poem, last week I mentioned that I discovered recently that I had a serious issue with my heart. And what's interesting is that I'd written this poem since January 2004, and it's entitled "A Letter to My Heart." Mm. So so here goes. I smelt a beautiful fragrance and sought in vain to purchase this perfume, though I knew not its name. The scent made sweeter and sweeter would not relent, and persistently shadowed me wherever I went. Sweeter and sweeter the scent rose until every cell, every breath in my body was filled. And as I searched, I came upon a color so bold, its brilliance near too magnificent to behold, more dazzling, more radiant than a blazing fire, the color intensified yet brighter and brighter. Assured that such brilliance never shall faint, I sought to acquire this goddess's paint. While yet searching, I heard the most melodious song that sounded as the many voices of a vast angelic throng. The resonance reverberated joyously without and within. So I stopped, and I listened to this magnificent thing. The sonic chorus increased in volume and sound and reverberated right through me and into the ground. Not finding the perfume, the color, or song on any visitor's shelf, pondering quietly, I realized that the splendor was emanating from within myself. My senses now alert, alive, and vibrant as can be, as I recognized the scent, color, and song was all truly in me. To this one and that one, I ran sharing perfect glee, just bursting with the joy of my own self-discovery. 'Twas I, 'twas me, that I had been seeking all along. 'Twas I in the form of this wonderful fragrance, color, and song. 'Twas I whom I found in every limb, every part. 'Twas I whom I found has opened up my own heart. I, by Connie Francis, and I tend to put Francis.
Mama, I hope you hear the song, 'cause you were always there.
Are you with me? Followed by Osha.
Somebody woke me this morning so I can see the sunrise. Give thanks in all its glory, it's a blessing in disguise. I heard what's been said, yeah, seen what's been done, yeah. Still I stand firm, 'cause I recognize that life sometimes don't work out right. Hold on to this life. Faith is all we need, yeah. Life I know somehow, some way, my God shows the way. What more can I say, yeah? Mama broke the news the other day, speechless, lost for words I say. I fell on my knees to pray, yeah. You see, I've seen it all before, I even heard a little more. My God, yeah, yeah. Life sometimes don't work out right. Hold on to this life. Faith is all we need, yeah. Life I know somehow, some way, my God shows the way. What more, yeah. I looked around and realized I was never standing alone. Someone was always there to pick me up when I was down. And like the sands of time, you were always on my mind. Child, you never, 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 never. And life sometimes don't work out right. Hold on to this life. Faith is all we need, yeah. Life I know somehow, some way, my God shows the way. What more? Life sometimes don't work out right. Hold on to this life. Faith is all we need, yeah. Life I know somehow, some way, my God shows the way. What more? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Life sometimes don't work out right. Hold on to this life. Faith is all we need. Life I know.
little faith we need. Faith is all. Yes, it's all. Faith is all we need.
Everywhere I go, people have been asking me, Absti, why a religious album? But let me tell you, God has been good to me. God has been merciful. He has done wonders for me. And apart from that, I am from a religious background. But I am one sheep who went astray. I can remember at a very early age, I lived with my grandmother in a village in Antigua called Bansil, a section they call Maney Hill. We lived together. My grandmother was a plantation worker. She used to work what we call in Antigua, grung. That's a garden. Well, let me tell you, my grandmother was a Seventh-day Adventist, and she taught me that every Friday afternoon, we should go in as the sun go down and wake up very early Saturday morning to go to church. Now, she had a big, big donkey. She used to call the donkey Bo. And every Saturday, she would jump on the donkey with the Bible and the quarterly and the other books. And me running behind she and the donkey going to church. The people in the village would line the streets to see me grandy on top of this high donkey and pour me a run behind you. But even though we had no fancy transportation, and we didn't have no big set of food and stuff like that, we made it to church every Saturday. We worshiped, had a wonderful time, and get back to the village, safe and sound, by the help of God. She was wonderful. My grandmother, Annette Webson, was a God-fearing person, and she really kept the faith. And when things really came down on her, she would take me inside, and she'd ask me to reach for the Bible, and she would read the 23rd Psalm, and she would read to me, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever."
I didn't make it on my own. As I'm standing here all alone, it was Jesus who gave me the opportunity. Look at me, I'm a testimony. It was Jesus who made me a possibility. It was Jesus,
sweet Jesus.
He never gave up on me. It was Jesus who reached out and laid his hand on me. Look at me, I'm a testimony. Look at me, I'm a testimony. I'd lost my voice, I lost my speech. Now I can sing and I can preach. It was Jesus who fixed me and decided to use me. Look at me, I'm a testimony. It was Jesus who made me a possibility. It was Jesus,
sweet Jesus.
He never gave up on me. It was Jesus who reached out and laid his hand on me. Look at me, I'm a testimony. Look at me, I'm a testimony. I was stricken on my back. Now I'm learning how to walk. It was Jesus who never gave up on me. Look at me, I'm a testimony. It was Jesus who made me a possibility. It was Jesus,
sweet Jesus.
He never gave up on me. It was Jesus who reached out and laid his hand on me. Look at me, I'm a testimony. You know, when I think of God's goodness and mercy, his love and compassion, I will forever sing praise. When I think of all the pain and suffering that I've been through, I will forever give thanks and praise. It was Jesus who made me a possibility. It was Jesus,
sweet Jesus.
He never gave up on me. It was Jesus who reached out and laid his hand on me. Look at me, I'm a testimony. It was Jesus who made me a possibility. It was Jesus,
sweet Jesus.
He never gave up on me. It was Jesus who reached out and laid his hand on me. Look at me.
Yes, that was King Abstinence, okay, Sir Paul Richards. Testimony, I'm a testimony, and Psalms 23. But we're going to start, can't stop this party because the late Rupert Philo says, don't stop the party.
For that, man is nothing but dust. Independence there by La Tumba, and now we're going to hear from the late Zero, King Zero, Man to Man.
Whoa! sit and ponder. Why man boast and say he's master of all his stuffing? So you see, if there's one answer I can find that will surely soothe my mind.
In the world we should just say, man is nothing but death.
Whether a doctor or a lawyer, even the greatest philosopher.
In the world we should just say, man is nothing but death. Man is not.